Parsha VaYikra. Sefer VaYikra starts off in the Yoni Karbonis. The first carbon the Torah mentions is the carbon Nedava. Adam ki Yakriv mikem. The person decides for himself to bring a carbon Hashem. One could ask, L'chara, one could think that the order should be the opposite. First, the Torah should tell us about Karbonas Chayva, Achatas, Asham, those that you're obligated to bring, and then the Torah should speak about the added Karbonas, the Karbonas and the Dova, those that you're not obligated to bring. So why is it that the Torah starts off the opposite way? The Torah starts off first with the Karbonas and the Dova. First, those Karbonas, they're not mechuyev to bring, and then the Torah speaks about Karbonas Chayva. Another question, the stipler in Birkas Paris asks, what's bechlal the inyan of Karbon Nedava? If Karbon Nedava is so chashuv, that through a Karbon Nedava, a person could come to a shleimus, a higher madrigas, so why did the Torah not make it a chiyuv to bring this carbon? Why is it only a Nedava? The stipler answers this question that if a person only does what he's mechuyev to do, he won't come to the full shleimus. A person only comes to his full shleimus by doing what he's not mechuyev to do, doing more than he's obligated. This idea we find the Chara and the Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin in Shir Mizbeach. After Rambam brings down that there are nine levels in Shemen that's kosher for a mincha. The Ram asks the following question. Since the all kosher and menacha is all nine levels of oil are kosher for a mincha, so what's the difference? The mainafkimina, they're all kosher. So what's the difference if a higher level, a lower level, the kosher, the minchas kosher, answers the Rambam. Shemi sheroyse lizkois ulazakois is asmoi, to merit himself, to purify himself. Yachois yitzoi hara, he should overcome the yitzahara of a yavi mina yafer. He should bring better, do more than he's obligated to do. And he brings the raya from the first carbon in the Torah. And we know that Cain and Hevel both brought Karbonas. That both Karbonas were kosher for Karbonas. But Hevel brought Minayofa. Hevel brought the nicer one. And the Tosfos says, Yisha Hashem el Hevel el Mechasai. That Hevel was Zoycha, Hashem listened to him because his Karbon was nicer. You can add a knetch to the Ram. The pasuk says the Yisha Hashem El Hevel VeEl Mechas. Hashem listened to Hevel and his mincha. The fact that Hevel brought not only the minimum, what Yitzchak to be a carbon, he brought the better one. He was loch of Yitzchak. He became a better person. Therefore, Hashem listened to Hevel. This idea we also find in Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yudches. Mr. Sharma explains the inyan of Chassidus. He says in Mr. Sharma that the study of Chassidus is not mistopic. It's not good enough just what the Torah was mitzvah. He doesn't want to just patter himself. He wants to do more than he's mechuyev to do. That's the inyan of a Chassid. That's the inyan of Chassidus. And he explains that this comes in the meat of Ava. A person that has the meat of Ava, a person that wants to do more than his obligation, more than his mechuyev to do. And Mimela, just like Ava brings Nedivos, when a person has Nedivos, Nedivos brings Ava. Therefore, says the stipler, that's why a carbon Nedava is not a chiyuf, is not an obligation. Because the only way to come to this level in Shleimus HaAdam is only because it's an Adava. You're not obligated. You're doing more than your obligation. Therefore, it's B'dafka, the Torah, gave the concept called an Adava, not a carbon chayva. Therefore, we can answer the first question. That's why the Torah starts off the order of Kabbanis first with Karban Adava before Kabbanis Chayva. Karban, Kabbanis Adava have the power to bring a person to the Indian of Kfiyas HaYetzara to become a little Zakris, as Ashtamal, like Rambam says, the Indian of Avas Hashem, to the Indian of Chasidus, to do more than the obligation. We find another Indian of Kabbanis, another limud that we learn from the Kabbanis. The Torah starts off the parasha. The Torah says a person brings a carbon me a behema. Then the Torah says a person brings me a soin. Then the Torah says someone brings me a ois. The Torah is talking about three levels of people. A usher brings a behema. A poor person brings an ois. Later on in the parasha, the Torah says, even the Kabbanis Chayva, an usher brings a behema, a dal, a poor person brings Shtei Torim, and Dali Dalis, a very, very poor person, brings a Mincha of Seilas. The Chayva one could ask, and we don't find by other mitzvahs different chilukim, different levels, but different people. The mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of esrog and lulav, lulav and esrog, is shavu. Everyone, rich or poor, have the same way of being mekayim the mitzvah. Why, when it comes to karbanos, we find different levels? If you're a richer person, you bring this type of karban. If you're a poorer person, you bring that type of karban. Why is it different than all of the mitzvahs? What's the limit over here? So the Zohar, it's brought down Mishnah Zohar. The Zohar says the Torah is teaching us a lesson. The Torah is telling us that everyone is mechuyif to bring kafi your koichas, to do kafi your koichas. A usher will not be yoytze with a carbon of ani, because he could do more. And an ani is not mechuyif to do. Bring a carbon of usher, because he has mechuyif to do, each one mechuyif to do according to what his koichas are. And that's the way you come to Kiras Hashem, by bringing out, doing your koichas. It's known, the story with the Sol Slanter and his Talmud of Tali Amsterdam, which took place on Purim, if Tali was crying to his Rebbe Rishol and said, Rebbe, if I would have a cup like the Shagas Aryeh, a heart like the Seder Sheresh Avoida, a Midas like the Rebbe Rishol, then I could become something. What's going to be with me now? So Rishol said, Haftali, with thine cup, with your heart, with your mind and your heart, Naftali, and your midas, you'll become Naftali Amsterdam. You'll become the great Naftali Amsterdam. The Torah wants everyone has to work according to his koichas. And if we make a brach every day, Sha'asa li kol sarki. He did everything I need. Everything I need, a person has everything he needs in all areas to become big. The Maisa, the Zarat gives another Teretz, another reason why we find Chilukim between the Usher and the Ani. The Zarat says that the Ani is not able to afford more. He feels bad. He's an Ani. He's a Lev Nishbor. That itself, that he has a Lev Nishbar, that itself is a kapara. He doesn't need to bring the carbon of the usher. The fact that he's a shavur leis, he has saris, it's hard for him, he's a nias, he's a ani, that itself is a kapara. He doesn't need to bring the carbon of the usher. So I'm going to end off with the same zayar. This zayar brings down a very interesting maisa. Brings down a maisa with a yid called Yehuda Acher, Yehuda Acher. That Yehuda Acher was a very, very big usher, very, very rich man. And he had a hir hor ra. He was mechuyev to bring a carbon oil. He came to Beis HaMikdash and he brought shnei terem, two birds. And he came to the kohen, and the kohen wouldn't mekabel, wouldn't take his carbon. The kohen knew that he was an usher, a very, very rich man. He was able to afford more, and he was able to bring a behemoth, and therefore he didn't take it. But he didn't know why. The kohen obviously didn't tell him why he didn't accept his carbon. He was very, very upset, very, very disappointed. He came home, and his friend asked him, "What happened to you?" And he explained to him that I wanted to bring a carbon, and the kohen wouldn't take my carbon, wouldn't be makir with my carbon. So his friends explained to him that the halacha is that someone, the usher, that could afford a behemoth, has to bring a behemoth, and he brings the oif, he's not yetzah. That's why they didn't take the animal from you. So this Yehuda Acher said to himself, "Wow, for a hira vera, I'm a chuyv to bring a behemoth. It's so expensive. What could I do that this shouldn't happen again? This shouldn't come to a machshava ra, a hira vera. The only way I could do it is through Torah." So he was makabel upon himself to learn at night and work during the day. He met Rabbi Yossi Saba, and he asked him why. Saba gave him mussar, said, "Why are you Isaac during the day?" B'chai Shah. He was makabel to the techacha. He took all his money. Half of his money he gave to someone else to invest, and the other half he gave to the aniyim. So the Gemara of Navis explains that the reason why he gave the money to the aniyim was mesad hakaras atoyis. The fact that the whole godless came from the fact that there's a chilek between a carbon ani and carbon usher. The fact that the chilek in carbon usher, that's what brought him to become a gadol, which was called Yehuda Acher, says him a little, because he was a different Yehuda. He wasn't that Yehuda that the rich man that people knew about. After he learned Torah, he became a huge Talmid Chacham. It was called Yehuda Acher. And we shall have a Gevaldik Shabbos. Thank you.